In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When most people think of the Second Vatican Council, they think of things like the Mass in the vernacular and stuff like that. But what they really should think about is the great document of the Council, which is Dei Verbum, the Constitution on Divine Revelation. It's relatively short, and you can read it easily. But what it does is it tells us how God reveals himself to us, which is a very important thing to know. And if you paid attention in catechism, remember that the Second Vatican Council didn't teach anything new, so you could remember from catechism, where do we find sacred revelation? In sacred scripture and in sacred tradition. But where does it come from? Well, it comes from one source, the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is God's revelation to the world. Not just what he said, not just what he did, but what he said and what he did combined with his own person. So that when we see Jesus, we see God. When we hear Jesus, we hear God. And this is the testimony which comes from the Father, which we must believe because it comes from the Father. You know, if God says something, you know, we kind of have to believe it. And it is a shining testimony to the whole world. And in addition to that testimony of Christ himself, we have the testimony previous to him, the testimony of the law and the prophets. Because, you know, that is revelation too. It's fragmentary and partial, but it's revelation. You know, we're not members of the Martianist heresy. We don't reject the Old Testament. We see the Old Testament and we see it perfected in the person of Christ. And so we listen to our Lord. We pay attention to the great things that he has done and that he still does through his church. And we follow because we believe in the testimony which comes to us from the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.